hiding there, Joey.
Why'd you make so much noise?
Huh?
You made so much noise with your mic.
My head was on the keyboard, and I put a lot of product in my hair. So my hair is hard.
Yes.
Hard like Nick Scarpino.
Damn.
Or Joey Noel after she looks at Animal Crossing gifts. You sick fuck.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're not making this a thing. This is not a thing.
We're not going to make it a thing about Joey. That is fair. But we are going to make it a thing in the sense that we're all going to partake in it. Kevin Coelho, can you right now go to Twitter?
Yeah.
Go to Twitter.
It freaks me out that Joey brought it up, is all I'm saying.
Go to Twitter.com. See, no, I'm on Joey's side here.
Thank you.
Animal Crossing fucking Pocket Pals or whatever it's
pocket
called.
They fuck?
Huh?
They fuck?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's maybe
I don't think that's
version.
A thing.
You want me to show you?
So she was trying to pick a gif of what's her name? Isabel?
Yes.
Your girl Isabel to promote.
I don't really know. I've never actually played a proper Animal Crossing.
Kind of funny morning show. But she was looking for a gift, so can you click on your little, like, craft a tweet for
pretend
me?
Pretend like you're tweeting.
Hit GIF. Type in Animal Crossing.
I mean, should I? Can the kids see this?
Yes.
Yeah. Bring it
We're
up.
We're not going to get banned
on
Twitch
Twitter,
for
Twitter
this.
GIFs.
It's not like the crazy Let's Play pictures that we were pulling up.
Put a space between Animal and Crossing because you're not a monster.
You said do it like I would.
Sure. And you did.
That's valid.
Right.
So scroll on down.
So as you start looking at this, you're okay, the crazy-ass villager, we get it, we fucking get it. Mr. Rossetti or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Then
all of a sudden, things get really inappropriate. Go up, Kevin. Go up.
Oh, my God, look at that.
Go on.
Well, yeah.
What's up with the pancakes?
Why is she having syrup porn?
Like,
poured
I have
on
a
her?
Lot of questions about this.
That's questionable. Like, if you keep scrolling down, there's that one where she's just like booty out.
And it's like the
gift's not. I don't
like
his face in this, if I'm gonna be honest.
That one really reminds me of you though, Kevin.
Remember when I'm waiting to get dry?
The Honda thing, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but when you look at the one, that one's scary because it moves. The bikini one's really fucking weird too.
Yeah.
This one? This one's fucked up because like you. Like,
is she a person or is she a dog? That's the question.
Is she mad at something or is she having a really good time? We just can't see the other person. You know what I mean?
Getting off. I don't know. But like, go up again to the butt one. Like, I don't understand who designed this GIF. Like, if you're going to do this,
it's just the colors
like,
moving her hair.
Shake the butt. Don't shake the color of the hair.
Yeah.
You know? Guys don't get it, man.
You sick fucks.
I don't understand.
That one's weird.
Because she's a person-ish?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, this is the one you picked, huh,
that's
Joey?
That's the most normal one out of all of them.
Let's see if there's any more.
I don't know
weird
what's
ones.
Happening here, but this one's creepy as shit.
I don't like that. Either.
Why is he in a corner?
Go down a bit more.
No, that's it.
Okay, cool. Then it starts
then it's
getting
just
a,
like people petting
I don't know what's crossing. Happening.
Oh, what
here.
The fuck?
That's scary too.
Yeah, man. Animal Crossings. Were you having a good time with it though?
I am. I've only played.
It came out this morning.
This
correct?
Morning, a stealth release a day early. So I have my camp. I have added some friends. Mr. Gary Whitta, the first person to
get in your camp.
Be my Animal Crossing friend.
Camp up, I get it, man. I'm not trying to hate on people are saying that it's high art. I understand it is high art in this world. It is someone's job.
Sounds
Rule
like
34
really,
needs to exist. If it
this
didn't
is true.
Exist.
Really low art, though, is what it
no,
sounds
it's
like.
High art.
Like
Kevin.
Some
high.
Of that gutter art.
Gutter art?
Yeah.
No. That's not smut.
No.
Not at all. Not
no.
at all.
It's suitable for Twitter, so can't be that bad.
That's true. This is the Kind of Funny Morning Show, each and every weekday right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We get together to talk about all of the nerdy shit we want to talk about, including the fact that today's episode is sponsored by ourselves. You can go to kindoffunny.com/store. Here's the thing. You can see all the stuff right here, right?
Yeah.
The cool thing is the pillow, $5, $4.99 US dollars. You can get it right now. That's fantastic. Fill your house with the fluffy goodness. It is really soft.
I don't have one yet.
But the key thing is, if you're going to buy stuff, I wouldn't buy stuff right now. Just wait a little bit. Because on Friday and Monday, so Black Friday and Cyber Monday, 25% off everything on the store.
Bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow.
Including our new party
mode. Party mode,
silly
slip it in.
Silly pint?
You can slip it in if you want to. Remember, it is.
You're using your silly pint for.
I mean, look at that picture.
Joey, what do you think you can do with this guy? You know,
you can do
I mean,
a lot of
and
things.
You've got a lot of options.
So
you can get creative with that.
Get creative, guys. Get creative. I'm looking in the chat right now.
Bring back the blankets. The blankets are taken down for a quality control issue. Hopefully we'll get them back up.
Oh shit, they just started catching on fire?
Not the Lysander at work says that the show is sponsored by themselves would make the entire show the ad. We have finally totally eclipsed everything. Congratulations, we did it. Melted Drail says Tim needs to disclose that they're intimately connected with themselves. It's true. We are. This is ethics at its worst. So we'll have to figure
best
that out.
Best and worst at the same time.
And I forgot where it is. Oh, people are asking for the blue hoodie.
Do you know how we've been working on this damn blue hoodie?
So
for
American
months.
Apparel goes down, right? It's yes. a whole problem. Then they spend so long trying to find a fucking other hoodie creator. I don't know. The hoodie factory. They find one. They send us one. And they're like, is this right? I look at it. I'm like, that is not the right blue.
It's not right at all. It's like baby blue.
It's ugly as fuck.
And it's like heathered. So it's even lighter.
I will not stand
for
that shit. So until we find the right blue.
Have you guys heard that American Apparel weirdly, randomly coming back?
I hope in hoodie form.
No, but like online, you can go on their website and order stuff.
I wonder if
we have that giant ass merch call today.
That's true.
So
that is true.
I'll add it to my endless list.
Let's see.
Titan Matrix said, when did Joey become blonde? When I went and got my hair done last week. Fucking this is the first step into becoming Gamora, so it's gonna take some time.
So what do those steps entail?
That I had like a shit ton of colors in my hair, so my hair lady was like, well, we need to like take all of that out.
Did you?
Well, because I had like a bunch of different browns. Man. And blondes,
50 shades
and then
brown.
I have all the pinks still in there that she's trying to get out. Mm. It's a whole thing.
But yeah, in the end,
I want to look vaguely like this.
Hold on, I'm trying to find a good picture right
that
here.
That one's a good one.
One is the one I showed her.
Yeah, the action figure.
I didn't show her this one. No, I showed her the other one that you were hovering over.
What the fuck?
That one.
I didn't even see
that one. Okay.
Yeah. So I eventually want to do
green?
That.
So when you get green.
No, I'm. That's when I. That's stage four.
Stage four.
Stage
okay.
four.
Okay. You never.
Joey, if you went full green,
I just lived your
just
life that way.
I would. I'm just saying. I would respect the fuck out of you. You know what I mean?
My God. We'll this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Again, we talk to each other on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. You get it on podcast services around the globe, or you can get it on youtube.com/kindoffunny when it goes up. Mm-hmm. You can subscribe to us via Twitch or via Twitch Prime with Amazon Prime. If you do that, you're a chosen few. We talk to you in the chat later. We give away games, four ways to win. You'll hear about all that stuff
so
later.
So many things.
It's so many things. What else do we got? Justice League Reacts is available now on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Did we like it? You'll have to find out by going to click on the video.
We also have the Andy Serkis interview that Greg did that went up today. On Kind of Funny Games, and then we also have the LA vlog that Kevin shot up on Kind of Funny, so you could watch one.
Of the adventure of Kevin, Greg, Miller, and Jen Miller, which is still weird.
We like to be called the Millers.
We like to be called?
Are you also a Miller? An honorary Miller?
Greg posted that picture. He's like, this is me and my family or something like that.
Jesus.
He's so good.
Looked better when you didn't have a beard and you looked like a tiny child. You have a beard and now you look older. It's
yeah,
weird.
Can't help it.
It
was kind of icky.
Icky.
Andrew Renee is up for Trending Gamer.
She is.
For the Game Awards. We need to rally the troops. Now, I'm a little bit concerned.
Okay.
Because we're going to be off the live air for the next couple days. We're not going to be reminding people that they can pull up their phones right now and go to Google and type in
Trending Gamer Vote.
Trending Gamer Vote to vote for Andrew Renee once a day, every single day. And if we all do that, she's going to win. I'm going to say,
be awesome.
I have a good feeling about her because we have a dedicated community that we've been talking to every single day.
And she's great.
You guys need to remind each other over the next five days, because we're not going to be out on the weekend either.
This is true.
Hit up someone else in the community every day and be like, hey, did you vote? Make sure you vote.
Yeah.
Rock the vote, people.
Rock the vote. I voted for the first time using that Google thing because usually I just click the link that like... Mm-hmm. John Drake tweets out every day.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly easy. You literally just Google that and then you click on her face.
We gotta make it happen. A win for her is a win for the people.
The people's champ, Andrew Renee.
People's champ, Andrew Renee. And then PSX is coming up. Community events, they're available. And the schedule is on the Kind of Funny Facebook group, the Reddit, the forums. There'll be a Portillo's meet and greet on Sunday. Kind of Funny Community Christmas Party Monday at Polite Provisions. And that's in San Diego.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a trek, but it's worth it.
Yeah. We'll be around that whole weekend doing things on the floor, hanging out. So come find us.
Doing just random things.
Also,
on the floor.
Sunday is official. Wear your Kind of Funny shirt day to PSX.
I like that.
So
that's smart.
Make sure that you wear your Kind of Funny shirt
Marketing.
On Sunday. You could probably wear one on Saturday too.
Why not? Live a little.
If you have more than one shirt, please wear it.
If you don't, kindoffunny.com/store.
And you could probably get it in time for PSX if you buy it on our sale on Friday or Monday.
So, Joey, before we get into the news proper, I want to bring something up. Yesterday, there was a thing going around the internet that fooled everybody.
I fucking hated it. It got me good. If this is what I think you're talking about.
A fake Twitter account that looks like it's the Hollywood Reporter.
Fucking dumb kids.
And it looked like it was reporting that Aquaman will be the last DCEU movie before they just blow it all up. And then if you clicked on the link, a Bitly link, it sent you to Rickroll.
Rickroll.
I haven't been Rickrolled in 10 years.
Right? I was shocked.
And I was kind of happy. And Gia was watching, and I was reacting to it. Mm-hmm. And she was so confused and didn't understand what was going on. I'm like,
she didn't understand
Rickroll is? And I was like, "This is it's Rickroll." And she's like looking at it. She's like, "You're saying that as if it's supposed to mean something to me." I'm like, "Well, it's Rick Astley." She's like, "Where's the roll come in?" I'm like,
I don't know, actually.
But
I don't know the origin of the term Rickroll.
But it got
Nobody
me.
Does.
It did. I saw it as I was leaving work, and I saw the tweet, and I was like, oh, no. I was like, oh, we have to check on Craig. He might not make it.
He might. I don't know what being Rickrolled means.
No, we do.
Gia didn't.
She's not.
She also didn't know that Batman's parents died. So she's a little broken.
She didn't know that Batman's parents died.
That's amazing.
My lord.
And then I saw, like, people. I saw there was posts in the Facebook group of people posting it, and then nobody clicked. It just populated a tweet.
Fake news, man.
And nobody clicked on it, and everyone was like, calm down.
It was so believable.
It was so good.
Yeah, they got us, those motherfuckers. And the other thing I want to talk about, because we didn't get talked about it yesterday, Lady Bird.
Lady Bird.
You and Gia got to go see it.
We did see it.
Little indie film.
Indie darling, as they call it.
And you seem to like it a lot.
Very nice that Greta Gerwig wrote such an amazing film based on my life. but yeah, if you guys don't know, it's this movie about this girl that's at an all-girls Catholic high school in Sacramento, which is exactly the kind of high school that I went to in the exact town that I went to it in. So it was really great. It was like a super good, like, coming-of-age movie, and I didn't expect to like it as much as I did. I was like, you're talking about my city. You're talking about something that's, like, close to my heart. And
so you're, like, extra judgy about it all?
But it was wonderful and great, and everybody in it was super great. The lead actress, whose name I can't pronounce because it's Irish and has a lot of syllables.
Oh, my Shillelagh,
yeah,
it was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She was in another movie that I saw last year called Brooklyn that was really good. So now
how many ends were in Brooklyn?
Just one.
Just one?
Just one.
The indie movie I saw last week, Florida Project. Main character's name was Brooklyn with two N's.
No, this is about, like, the city Brooklyn. So just one. But it's really great. And if you haven't seen it, then you should, if you're into those kind of movies.
You know, I've been thinking a lot, and I wanted to talk to Nick about this, but I feel like this time of year is when all of the, like, award winners start to come out. And I feel like it's a little too late this year. Like, this year's awards seem like they're going to be a little lame. Or, like, they're not going to be, like, the random one that just came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
It's like, we don't have a Moonlight. We don't have a La La Land. Which is good for things like Get Out.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
I know. It is interesting.
It's a great fucking movie.
No, I know it's a great movie, but, like, can you imagine if Get Out won fucking
Best Picture?
Best Picture?
Fucking earned it, man.
I don't think it's going to win Best Picture.
Obviously not, Joey.
What are those
awards?
Yeah, when are they?
I want to say they're in March. But
I think it's earlier than that.
I feel like they're normally
But, like,
around.
What is the cutoff?
It's, like, December something. Like, mid-December, maybe early December.
March 4th, 2018 for the Academy Awards this year. Because it's always kind of around Easter, but then it's weird because Easter moves. So then it's like,
Easter
I know it's sometimes
doesn't
spring.
Move.
The Big Sick.
Oh, the Big Sick
looking,
was so
I'm looking
good.
At a list of
Oscar-worthy
predictions.
Though?
Yeah.
Did you see The Big Sick?
I did see The Big Sick. Okay. I don't think it deserves
Oh, you didn't
fun.
Like it. That,
I
like
thought it was good. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Not amazing. Call Me By Your Name, I haven't seen that. Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Florida Project, Get Out, Mudbound, The Post. Okay, there's a bunch of these. The Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water looks so weird, and I'm so into it.
We'll see. And then Blade Runner 2049.
Plus the...
Blade Runner is so good.
What's going to win all the awards is The Disaster Artist.
Oh, man. We'll see. It's getting really good reviews.
Which is so I would like, funny. I think it would be so perfect if, like, a movie about the worst movie ever won a bunch of awards.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to need to watch a couple of these. Oh, man. Whatever.
Kevin Lifeblast says Mother. Did you ever end up seeing that?
I never saw Mother.
I heard really good things about it.
It's
I heard
so
really
weird.
Divisive things about it.
Yeah. When I first saw it, I didn't like it at all. because it wasn't, I feel like it was mismarketed. But then it is one of those movies where like, oh, I've thought about it a lot since I've seen it. So it's kind of growing on me a little bit.
What was mismarketed about it?
It was marketed as a horror movie and it's not. It's like a artsy Aronofsky movie. So if you didn't know that it was Aronofsky and what he's normally like, you were expecting something totally different.
Yeah.
Can you pull up the tips, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't. Let's get into the news. Joey picked all the news today.
I did pick all the news.
I was like,
I'm
just going to go along for the ride, so I'm excited about this. So the Gambit movie might actually cast someone other than Channing Tatum. If you're not familiar, we've been hearing about this Gambit movie for years now with Channing Tatum, and it's had a lot of false starts. But let's see what's going on here. Considering how long it's been in limbo and how many times it's seemingly been brought back from the brink of collapsing altogether, it's hard to forget sometimes that the solo Gambit movie is still happening. Today, it took the first teeny steps towards, something, by attaching someone other than Channing Tatum. Variety reports that Master of Sex's Lizzie Kaplan is currently in talks to join Gambit in the lead female role. Unfortunately, no details about just what that role is have been disclosed yet, but past rumors seemingly indicate that Belladonna Beaudru, the mutant leader of the Guild of Assassins that rivaled Remy's Thieves Guild in New Orleans, would be the lead female role and love interest in the film. All right. I'm still not sure this movie's happening.
I don't think it is either, but I like her. Obviously, Lizzie Kaplan from whatever they just quoted her from, but her seminal work...
Master of Sex.
No. Her seminal work is Mean Girls.
Oh, yes. Of course. Oh, my God. That's her.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So I'm totally, because I love Channing Tatum, I love her in Mean Girls, so like, if this is the team that they're, I mean, I'm still going to go see it.
Yeah, I mean, if it does happen, I have a feeling it'll be at least pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean,
but that's even if it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the questionable thing.
Greg Miller, what you got for us?
You got a box.
Do you know the story?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, not at all a paid sponsorship.
Okay.
But everyone who watches Kinda Funny knows... We're big fans of Axiom Verge.
It's true.
Yes. Yeah.
So not only did they send us the Multiverse Edition that's come out today, of course. It's the box copy. It has so much stuff in it. It's got the Blu-ray documentary about Tom Happ and everything about it. Tom Happ himself, of course, the man who made this game by himself, sent us a package that says, to the Kinda Funny guys, sorry, Joe, thank you for your continued support of Axiom Verge. Happy holidays, Tom Happ. And then it's all fruits. It's one of these, like, it's one of your...
Fancy things.
Your fancy gift. But there's
that's
a sausage
some grown-up shit.
Here.
Wait, are there pears in there?
Look at all those pears.
Yeah, there's pears in there. There's apples.
Grab me a pear.
There's a summer sausage, though. That's
Well, we're going to town on that bad boy
a
little later.
No, pears are a forgotten and an underrated fruit.
Very true.
Joey, how do you feel about the Asian pear?
Asian pears are so good.
So fucking
good. But they're so expensive, which is really annoying.
Chocolate cherries. Well worth it. I don't even think about it twice.
Don't mind if I do.
Chocolate cherries.
Oh, and this mousse munch is so good.
Wait,
you think this pear is good enough to, like, should I wash this pear?
I mean, you can wash the fruit before you eat it.
Yeah, but are you going to die if you eat it like that? Probably not.
Raspberry gals.
Greg, bring me a plate and a knife because I want some summer sausage.
We're getting summer sausage? Oh, no.
Cheese.
Look at this little chody-ass sausage.
Andrew Renee also wants to get on this sausage.
Thank you.
Sharp white cheddar cheese. What is that?
I got a sausage for you. You
want to
say it's chocolate-covered cherry.
I don't like chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
You like chocolate-covered cherries?
No.
Hey, man. Well, it's not bad.
Tough
taste.
Crowd. But this popcorn is really good.
Oh, yes, that's the Mousse Munch?
Yeah.
Mousse Munch?
Because this is a Harry and David classic.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it contains caramel corn with pieces of chocolate covered caramel corn.
It's pretty great.
You need a haircut. You need a haircut?
You need a mall cut.
This is a nice gift box.
Tom Happ's the homie. Axiom Verge. So I forgot there's a documentary. Do we still have copies of that floating around?
Yeah.
I want to watch the documentary before we give them away or anything.
All right, just a couple bites. I've got to go back to looking at news.
Look at the news. Yeah. Busiest woman in gaming.
There's a
in the biz.
Mixed go nuts, for roasted almonds, cashews, vote. Walnuts, and pecans.
You guys keep doing your show. I'm just going to eat sausage and cheese next to you.
Okay. Sausage. All right.
Thanks, bud.
Next
John
news story.
Drake, bring the cherries home if no one wants them, Andrea.
So this is a really dumb thing. Marvel's adding post-credit scenes to its comics, despite the fact that's not how comics work. This comes from IO9.
I just love the headline for this.
Marvel's been teasing the return of Wolverine, not to be confused with the version of Logan currently running around the comics from a parallel universe, Old Man Logan, because comic books, following his death in 2014 ever since it kicked off its legacy reboot a few months ago. But now that the character's return is imminent, the company plans on going into the overdrive with a newly announced initiative that will see teasers that are being dubbed post-credit scenes inserted into the pages of Captain America 697, Mighty Thor 703, and Amazing Spider-Man 794 next January. It's fine to play up the return of an iconic character, even if it's admittedly, in Wolverine's case, the distinction is more weird than usual, because we had not just the aforementioned old man version running around his place for a while at this point, whatever, blah, blah, blah. This is weird.
This is dumb.
But it's like, I feel like comics have already kind of done
they
this.
They have, like, the little, well...
They have the, like...
There's, like, a stinger in the last page, but, like...
The cliffhanger.
The cliffhanger, yeah.
But so they're doing they that also, on top of
they,
that?
Don't they introduce new people often in, like, the... Like, after the issue, there's usually...
Are you cutting this off?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You want any?
Yeah.
But like, it's just weird that they're even, like, marketing it in the comic book as a post-credit scene.
How do you feel about... Yeah, grab one. How do you feel about post-credit scenes in a comic book, Andrea Renee?
I like them.
In a comic book?
Is there even credits in a comic book?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was wondering about. I mean, I ate my skin.
What a fucking...
The credits are in the beginning.
But then again, I don't read comic books, so it's I don't have a dog in the
tape. There's not credits at the end.
No,
right?
No, no. Well, so, I mean, like, sometimes the splash page will have, like, your writer stuff on it. They do it.
But isn't that the beginning?
Some, well, you can do whatever you want. Sometimes people do it at the end. Same.
We'll
but
see.
But it's not credits, like, here's a page of credits, usually.
Mm. All right, well.
Are you supposed to peel the skin off? I mean, you can go either way.
More importantly,
I think you're...
China's doing some crazy shit.
I mean, I ate it.
This also comes from Iodine. Kevin?
Yeah.
Next story.
Sorry. This one was crazy.
Oh, it's just and really I love good,
a fake movie poster of the Justice League murdering Marvel characters was used for real in China. You gotta love China.
Oh, man.
So this is not as cute as Spider-Man taking a nap with some pandas, a Dr. Justice League poster portraying DC's hero stomping, skewering, and decapitating some of the competitions been making the rounds in China, including being used as an actual theater poster and elevator ad. Justice League fans on Chinese social media platform Weibo recently pointed out a poster showing Superman and his super friends maiming and killing some of Marvel's more famous characters. These include Superman squishing Ant-Man like a little doll, Batman holding the disembodied head of Thor, the Flash stomping on Captain America's head, Wonder Woman stabbing the screaming Wolverine.
It's right there.
Good lord.
That's not Ant-Man. There's no Ant-Man getting squished by Superman.
You can't see him. He's under there.
He's really tiny.
Oh.
He's a baby.
Is he?
No, I don't know. I would imagine everyone else was in there. He's holding something bloody in his hand. I think he's
oh, yeah, it is Ant-Man. Mm. What's Flash doing? Oh, Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America's face.
Yeah.
Deadpool on the trident.
What's Cyborg doing? Just
he doesn't. They say that in
same
the article.
Same thing as
like,
in the movie.
Cyborg doesn't have anyone. Sorry, that sucks.
Man, that was really good. That sausage and cheese was fantastic.
Right? Harry and David, everybody. Also, acting version. thank you, Tom Hap. We love you.
Thank
we
you.
Love you, Tom Hap. Thank you very much.
But yeah, they in the article, they go into, like, they had posted it, pictures at, like, actual movie theaters using this. It's like, can you do that? Or just China just doesn't
China
care.
China don't give a fuck. And then Joey, you added a trailer for a movie that seems very up your alley.
Have you guys, either of you guys seen this?
No.
This is the dumbest thing.
Oh my god.
This isn't like, this isn't a Joey actually wants to see this. This is a, holy shit, how
this
did anybody.
This is an on-brand Joey.
But we know that all dogs go to heaven. So this is just kind of like following up on that. Live action reboot.
Yeah.
Best friend from heaven. Let's check it out.
Hmm?
Try these raspberry things.
Okay.
Are you guys ready or?
Yeah.
Greg, can you go in frame?
Gabe? Come here, baby. Wanna get married today? Me too.
What the
what?
Fuck?
Wait, what?
I can see the reflection, there's no car.
What is this place?
Oh my god!
Walking on a cloud and listening to harps.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I have to get back there. They need me. Hey guys, I'm back. I can talk now. They didn't get married. What are you doing?
Did you just talk to me?
You can see me? As of right now, you and me, we're in this together. You can help me throw the wedding.
Yes!
I need you to help me.
There's no way this is fucking
I have
real.
To get back.
Oh, this is a real
you
thing.
You can't get married without that.
Meet your new employees.
What can we do to help?
Let's turn this place into a reception.
Oh. It was Christmas already.
This is going to be a nice wedding.
Sweet Jesus.
Guys, I am so in.
That was awesome. Like, I'm back and I can talk now.
All right, Chris, can we get another take of the line?
No, have you, wait, have you also seen this video that's been going around on Twitter?
There's a fun okay. I added a fun clip. I haven't watched it yet. I saw a gif of it. So let's just get into it, Kev.
All right.
It's another one of them Japanese game shows. It's called Slippery Stairs. Cool, Greg.
Can you coffee me?
Can I have another coffee too?
Greg? I love you so much.
Tim, no. You gotta watch this.
Huh?
You gotta watch this. It's just a shit ton of lube going downstairs.
This is amazing.
I want to know why we haven't brought over more Japanese game shows to America.
Oh my god, that looks like they're gonna get so
way
hurt.
Too much money.
That is like so much lube.
Like, I gotta imagine, what is it, a Teflon set, right? To add to the slipperiness?
Like, I feel like they're gonna, like, get really hurt.
Now, you'll notice the steps aren't very tall.
Oh, God.
Tim, the steps aren't very tall and they're slightly angled. It's a great show.
Oh, my God, they're so slippery. I wanna do this so bad.
Wait till you see the top. There's two fountains of lube.
What? I also like they look like knockoff Power Rangers.
This is the best. It's so slippery. And that's the thing, it's like, it's not just your skill in being able to do this, it's being able to avoid other people.
Fucking idiots. Like, that, why is the yellow person starting behind the blue? Like, that's a...
But because the stairs get narrower, you have no choice.
Oh.
But to
be first.
End up behind other people.
Damn, they go so fast.
Look at the blue guy.
Oh, this red guy. Go, red guy, go. Oh my god, that's so much lube.
It's so scary. See the lube?
Oh yeah, those are the fountains.
Oh my god. Oh, does he got it? Does he got it?
Oh my god, he's right.
No! Oh, that blue dude though, he like...
Spoilers, it's a 10-minute video, so don't get too invested in anybody yet.
Kevin, can you skip to the end? Let's just, I need to know what happens.
A lot of excitement. They're still at the bottom.
Green, go. Go, Green, go. Oh, he's gonna do it.
It's so slow, it also like kind of makes it less exciting.
How can we recreate this on some level?
Oh, man.
I mean, we have stairs.
Do you guys remember Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
Yep.
MXC?
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Where they took Japanese game shows and overdubbed it. On Spike TV. I loved that show so much.
Everyone did.
God.
One of them shows people loved.
It's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Joey, can you pull up the tips, please? Remember, everybody that tips at the $5 or above level or uses them bits and bats, whatever they're called.
Uses 500 cheers.
500 cheers.
Love it. First, we have Spacetime Dave, the homie.
The homie. Spacetime Dave.
Hey, guys.
Great taste in jackets.
He was so close to getting hired.
What?
I don't.
Isn't the Spacetime Boys the ones that kept playing?
No.
It's different.
Oh, never Space mind.
Spacetime Dave lives in the Bay Area somewhere. Here. Hey guys, my fam and I are streaming for Team Kinda Funny Extra Life on Friday. We're playing PUBG and donating for every chicken dinner. Twitter for more info.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna drop this in the chat. I'm gonna try and
drop it in the chat.
Fuck, this is
we gotta get to that 100K. Where are we at, by the way, on Extra Life?
I think we're at 88.
No way.
I think so.
What?
I'm gonna put that in there. What did you just drop?
$87,434.
Also, Andy's working on the Party Moon stuff.
Oh, cool.
I love Andy. I'm going to call Andy right now.
Let's call Andy and see what he's up to. Can we rub it in that he's missing all this deliciousness?
No, he already knows.
Why are you cutting it that way?
I don't know, Joey, because I'm a psychopath.
I mean, we knew that.
Or is it because
I like... Is there any more tips?
My cheese?
Yes.
Yeah, let's read. Let's read them.
Mm-hmm. You see that?
That's the Calling right way back. To call it. Zyger, 1337,
Zygs.
Said, happy late birthday tax. Was in Chicago for my birthday, so couldn't pay my taxes on time. You're gonna get a penalty for that, Zyger.
But we appreciate you.
Thanks for being awesome. What should I drink at PSX to celebrate turning 22? Nothing but love. And I appreciate that he donated $5.69.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
What should Zyger drink? I think he should order a Moscow Mule.
Moscow Mule.
Like those.
The official drink of 2017.
Or Hennessy.
Yeah.
Hello, Andy Cortez. I'm Tim Geddes. You're now on the Kinda Funny Morning Show. How are you doing?
Good morning, Timothy Geddes.
How's Texas treating you?
Texas is fine. it's warmer.
Yeah.
It's warmer. I have a lot of TV channels, and it's easy to park.
Yeah. That is very nice. Now, I do have a question that I don't know if we've actually told the people about, but I would like to reveal what the people are going to get to see sometime this week, and I want to know when it is, actually.
Yeah.
You're going to a wedding, correct?
Correct. It's on Black Friday.
Mm.
So this Friday, can you tell the people what they have to look forward to on the at Maximum Cortez Twitter account?
So I will be in full cowboy costume. That's not really a costume, but I'm calling it that.
And
I'm
why?
I'm one of the groomsmen in my cousin's weddings. I'm one of the groomsmen, so all the groomsmen will be dressed up with cowboy boots, cowboy hats, and a suit and Wrangler jeans.
I am so excited for this.
All right, well, Andy, thank you very much. I hope that you're mentally preparing for that. so everyone, be hyped for Friday.
One thing that I told my mom was, can I just shave all of my beard and leave my mustache so I could be in full costume?
I love that.
And she said, don't joke around like that. And I said, Mom, I'm already wearing a costume. Why not go all in?
That's my boy, Andy Cortez.
Hopefully we can make it happen.
I love that. I believe in you. How is the Thanksgiving club banger coming?
It's good. It's good. It's a little harder to write music because I forgot my mouse at home.
That is unfortunate.
I went to Best Buy to buy a mouse, and progress is coming quickly. But I just need to concentrate more.
Yeah, dude, really just concentrate.
My nephew and my nieces are running around.
I get it, man. I get it. Texas is hard.
Yeah.
Well, if you have any new versions of the Thanksgiving Club Banger beat, please send them to me. But until then, Andy, good luck concentrating on everything. Cool Greg says hello. Kevin is coming towards me. I'm going to hang up now. Bye.
I miss you.
Perfect.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Friday, get hyped. Get fucking hyped.
Get
Andy Cortez going full cowboy. Will he just have
embracing
a mustache?
His Texas-ness.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see.
Oh, man.
I think that he will, though.
I know. I think he will, too. We have another tip from DJ Kento.
DJ Kento.
And he said, I'm here to recommend the next Netflix docuseries, Shot in the Dark. It's like the movie Nightcrawler, about freelancers shooting news late at night in L.A. Dangerous car chases, shootouts, but real.
Oh. But real. That sounds really cool. Shot in the Dark.
Have you seen Nightcrawler,
Shot in the Dark.
So, yeah. Awesome. Okay.
We'll see what that turns into.
Thank you, DJ Kento.
Yeah. I love it.
And is that another one? No,
that's what we're all caught up.
We're all caught up. All right, you know what? I'm going to go straight into this right now. P.S. I love this best friend, XOXO. You can go to kindoffunny.com/best friend to nominate some of the community doing dope shit, just like Austin did. Austin is shouting out Private Parts 2012, a.k.a. Jason. A couple months ago, I wrote into Kinda Funny Games Daily to squad up for Rainbow Six Siege for PlayStation 4, and I met a Kinda Funny best friend by the screen name of Private Parts 2012, Airhorn. Bah, 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 bah. He has been an awesome best friend, has fit into my Siege squads very well, and is overly positive on the game, even when we get our faces stomped in repeatedly. Recently, he's been going through some rough times for reasons I will not say, and he can still somehow try and stay positive in light of what's happening in his life. He's a really good guy, and I'm writing in because I think he needs a positive boost from the Kinda Funny best friends. So please, go out there, friend him, send him love, or give him that sweet, sweet, nasty air horn. Thanks, guys. Everybody, send some love to Private Parts 2012. That's PVT underscore PARTS 2012.
I mean, I guess just throw that in the chat.
Throw it in the chat.
That's a lot to
it
remember.
It is a lot. But Private Parts 2012 needs some love. And if there's one thing I know how to give people, it's love. So
sweet,
let's make
nasty
that happen.
Love.
Man, how
over.
Crazy is that?
What?
Someone met someone through something we did. Squad up.
Squad
they became
up, man.
Friends. Now he's using us to, like, promote the friend that he's met.
It's like full circle.
I know, man. It's crazy.
Full circle.
Circle of life.
So good, so beautiful. And now it's time for the giveaway each and every day right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We give away a video game to a lucky viewer out there. There's four ways to win. One, be in the Twitch chat like so many of you are right now. Two, be a Twitch subscriber, which you can do by paying us $5 a month. Or if you have Amazon Prime, you can use Twitch Prime once a month to subscribe to any channel you'd like, and we'd appreciate if you did it to us. Then, patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Round out the four ways you can win. The $2 above level gets you entered into the every giveaway that we do.
Every, which is a lot.
And they all stack on top of each other. Random number generators. Today, bring us... This is from the Kinda Funny Games Patreon. The game is Slay Away Camp on the PlayStation 4. Tate Fancher. Bow, 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 bow. Congratulations, Tate Fancher. You will be messaged a code to Slay Away Camp on PlayStation 4 that you'll be able to play forever.
Oh, shit.
Or until it doesn't exist anymore. I'm not really sure.
Pretty much. Yeah. I love it.
And then now it's time for the old 3 and 3.
The 3 and 3.
We're going to go into the chat. We're going to talk to people. Queue up your questions, comments, concerns, and all of that. Captain Porky says, Tim rocking that deep V. Now, here's the thing. Every time I wear this shirt, people are like, what? Oh, man, the deep V. This is just a V, guys. Again, lowercase V. This ain't no deep V. Maybe the mic's pulling it down a little
bit. Yeah, that might be it.
The mic is definitely
But it's just a normal ass V.
Yeah.
You know?
I wouldn't that all wear shirts a deep were V-necks.
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes they tickle me too much.
Okay, Kevin, we're going to need to unpack that.
Well, I don't know what you mean. Like, sometimes
Why do they...
Sometimes V-necks tickle you, you know too much?
Yeah, all right. So where they meet at the little bottom of the V part,
mm-hmm.
it's got a little more texture.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that rubs against my chest, and it tickles.
And it tickles you.
Yeah.
It's like, this is my nightmare, actually. But imagine if on our merch call today with Rooster Teeth,
mm-hmm.
that we're planning 2018 merch, that we could tell them, hey, we want to make a little plush Kevin Coelho. That's like a tickle me, Kevin. And then when you tickle him, you go, ooh, 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 ooh. He just laughs.
Stop doing your mom's laugh.
That's so bad.
Joey, that's weird.
I think a tickle me, Kevin would be so funny.
Oh, no.
It would sell at least 5. Exactly. I would have all 5 of them.
You guys, I feel like it would promote tickling me. And
that
you know
is true.
How I feel
we don't
want
to do that. Don't promote tickling.
Yeah.
Keep your hands to yourselves.
I
you
get
sick
real,
fucks.
Real punchy, guys.
Does he really get punchy?
Mr. Yasman300 says, Tim, will Andrea be on Gamescast today to talk about the Game Awards? I'm not sure. I need to talk to her about that. I brought it up last week, but we didn't confirm or deny. It's not in the plans. It's planned to be just me and Greg. But
yeah.
Hey, kind of funny, anything can happen.
This is true. Maybe I'll pop on and talk about Animal Crossing Pocket Camp that I've spent way too much time playing already today.
Good. Okay, we'll do that. We will do that.
I mean, maybe.
Tickle me, Kev Dog. See, people are super into this.
Oh, they hate it.
This is totally true.
They hate it.
Titan Matrix would buy a Tickle Me Kevin, so that's 6 right there.
He hates it. He's lying.
John Drake says, Bongo me, Kevin.
Oh, God, that's weird, John.
Jerry_Cola says, I never got my Walking Dead prize from months ago.
Walking Dead. Was Can that you, the Skybound thing?
Maybe. Can you make a note, Kevin, of Jerry_Cola? And let's engage in a messaging conversation with him. To figure out and get to the bottom of this. Because if there's 4 ways to win a giveaway,
yeah.
You better goddamn believe that we're giving something away.
I did pass along any addresses I got from people for the Skybound giveaway. But I can circle back.
King Black Cherry says, hey Tim, did you check out Jaden Smith's new music video? I have not. But cool, Greg, you've been liking his new album, haven't you?
Who's?
Jaden Smith?
Yeah, that was great, man. Really enjoyed it.
Really enjoyed it. Cool Greg, seal of approval. Jaden Smith.
But you still hate Jaden Smith, right?
I mean, he's still a little softy, yeah.
He's still a little softy, but dope music.
Mm.
Yeah?
I love it.
Jaden Smith?
Homer5260, my dude, says, Tim, you need to push the boundaries of the V. When you say it like that, I appreciate it.
You're into it?
Blurb
says, are y'all going to Pack South by any chance?
All right, John Drake's bringing some fucking gold. Bongo me, Kevin.
We already said that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
She definitely did.
I wasn't paying
attention. So wait, I have a question.
I got really scared.
But does that mean that John Drake wants to be bongoed by Kevin? Or is that what he wants the doll to be called?
Yeah, like, is this a request? Or is he talking about the doll? That is a valid point you bring it up.
So John, yeah, we're going to need to know. Because if you want to be bongoed by Kevin, we can send him down tomorrow. later today.
We can't. I'm doing Thanksgiving. You know
Dark Knight 6678 says, Tim, what's your opinion on Pikachu talking like a human in the new Pokemon movie?
Fucking awful.
It's awful. It is awful. Very, very horrible. And all the people that are standing up for it, you're all monsters, and I don't really want to get along with you.
This is true.
Just keep that in mind.
I don't remember who asked about PAX South, but we don't have any plans to go to PAX South at this
PAX South, time. I can almost assure you we will not be at.
Yeah.
Can we say nobody likes PAX South?
No one likes PAX South. If history has anything to say about it, we will not be at PAX South.
John Drake with a follow-up question. Do you want Elmo to tickle you, Joey? Come on. Well, you weren't clear.
About the doll situation.
On the doll.
There wasn't a TM after Bumble.
Yeah, exactly. Jerdy says, Tim, what LG OLED do you have? Tons of deals for best friends.
I have the C6 series. So he's saying there's tons of deals for the B series for $1,500. That's a freaking steal. It's probably the 55 inch.
Oh, but that's too small.
It is too small. Go 65 inch.
He follows up.
No fucking way.
65 inch for $1,500? That doesn't sound possible. Hey, if that's possible, everybody jump the fuck on that right now and get on the hype train. The LG OLED series of TVs is like a gateway into a magical portal into a dark hole of fantasy.
God, that was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a chasm in there, too, I didn't want to mention, because that's a bridge too far. But
is the chasm the HDR?
No, the HDR is perfect, though. I updated my settings last night on my TV. Because Gia's been using it wrong. I'm going to blame her. I'm going to use her as a scapegoat for this.
Damn.
And oh my God, it's beautiful. So anyway, I can definitely recommend that to you.
Yeah, people in the chat are asking where this deal is. I'd be kind of curious. I'm not in the mood or position to buy a TV right now. But
Joey, money's money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Money is money. Kevin Koala.
Have enough of it. But eventually.
You can always make more.
This is true.
Andrew Renee says, shut up, John Drake. Little family drama, I like it.
Do we have a chat counseling session for the Drakes?
Let's get into a sub-only chat, if we could do that.
I can do that.
Yeah, can you give me a little bit of that beep-bop-a-roop?
Boop-boop, beep-bop-a-doop, where. I don't know what the sound is that normally happens.
Wingfan191 says, 65 OLED for 1500, stupid crazy. It is.
Well, where's the link?
That doesn't make sense.
Just somebody tell us where to start.
That's where can we get it? That's half the price that it normally is.
I'm looking to see who that was. That's unfortunate, Jerdies, because we just put in subscriber only when you're not a subscriber, so the people will never know.
Oh, God.
Wonderdome says that Pizza Planet shirt is fuego. Thank you.
It's really good.
I didn't even notice.
What? We were talking about it right before the show started.
You know what, guys? I've been a little bit out of it recently. I'm not going to lie. It's probably all the marijuana. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all that.
I don't smoke. But I've been around it a lot. I think it's fucking with me. And by better out it a lot, I mean we walked on Hate Street a couple days ago.
The residual effects from walking down Hate.
Ignacio Rojas says, Tim, did you ever watch Bakugan? Nah, that was like a little bit younger than me to the point that I was just like, that's some little kid nerd shit. You know what I mean? There always needs to be the generation above you looking down talking shit. Remember my older cousin used to talk shit about me playing Pokemon. It's like, well, you can go suck a dick with your magic cards, all right? Like,
don't fucking.
Magic is lame as fuck.
Except now when you're adult and everything's cool.
Yeah.
And then you look at me and you're like, you know what? I appreciate you playing. Except for Bakugan. That's some nerd shit.
Anakin's.
Just fucking with you, Ignacio. I love you.
Anakin's, I think is his name. Says, Joey, I'm surprising my girlfriend with a Disneyland trip for Christmas. I need recommendations for where to eat. I hate LA, so I don't know anything. First things first, I'm the realist. But Anaheim and LA, two very different places.
So if you're in Anaheim, if you're in Disneyland, where should you eat? Blue Bayou. It's an easy answer. 100%. Get the reservations. It's totally worth it.
What's the one in California Adventure?
Ariel's Grotto?
No, the... Ew. It starts with a C. It's at the very... Carthay Circle.
Oh, Carthay Circle. Carthay Circle's all right. Blue Bayou is where it's fucking at.
That's true.
You're in Pirates of the Caribbean.
This is true. Also, Ariel's Grotto and the Cove Bar, really good lobster nachos. If you want to go there.
That is true. And alcohol.
And booze. Also true. If you are looking for a place outside of Disneyland, I recommend the Anaheim Packing House. which is this like open warehouse. It has like a bunch of different like pop-up shops and restaurants and bars and stuff in there. There's a secret speakeasy bar called the White Rabbit that's really cool. So you should go there. If you're looking for like a fancy ass like steak dinner, you should take her to the ranch. They have a restaurant on one side and then they have a saloon on the other with like live music and country line dancing. But the steakhouse is bomb, but it's really expensive. So
Joey, I'm really impressed with the amount of places you know where to buy alcohol.
And ladies and gentlemen, with that, we are going to conclude this episode of Kind of Funny Morning Show at a brisk 11:46 a.m. Andrea Renee is probably
so excited.
She's like, what is even going on today? Thank you all for joining us. You've been fantastic. Do we have any final tips that we need to read?
That's a great question.
Just want to check.
John Drake also bringing up a good point. There's a Portillo's.
There is a Portillo's.
So if you want to.
In Buena Vista. Buenos Aires.
You guys, I'm going to say.
Park.
I'm going to say what everyone should be thinking. We need more John Drake.
We do need more John
we
Drake.
We do need
Everyone
more John
needs more
Drake.
John Drake.
He's so good.
I was, yeah.
And handsome.
Are we good?
Yes, we are good.
We're good, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with all of the subs and resubs and all that goodness. And then Kind of Funny Games Daily will begin with Greg Miller and Andrew Renee. Joey, thank you very much for joining me today.
Tim, thanks for having me. And apparently we're getting kicked out, so that's a thing.
Bye. Bye.